USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The legal team for the intelligence official behind the original complaint about President Trump is now representing a second whistleblower. One of the attorneys say that multiple whistleblowers have come forward. But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells Fox News Sunday that the president's dealings with Ukraine were legit.
When you read the transcript of what the president says, he's very clear. The reason he's withholding aid is because he wants to pressure the Europeans, particularly Ms. Merkel in Germany, that they have been dragging their feet for months on this. And by the way, we heard as early as late spring that they were probably going to withhold this aid. We've been hearing, those of us who work in national security, that they were going to do that to pressure the Europeans.
The lawyers say the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, hasn't filed a complaint with the Inspector General, but does have first-hand knowledge that supported the original complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
On Monday, the Supreme Court will consider whether federal employment law that bars discrimination based on gender applies to sexual orientation and gender identity. The Trump administration argued that it does not. This will be the first time in the court's history that it's heard a civil case concerning transgender individuals. In November, the court will consider the administration's decision to phase out DACA, the Obama-era initiative that protects nearly 700,000 young undocumented immigrants from being deported. Pro-democracy demonstrations continue in Hong Kong, where many protesters are wearing masks in defiance of a new law designed to suppress riots. Reporter Anna Korn is there.
So many people here, they just do not fear authorities. They do not fear the Hong Kong police the way that perhaps police forces are feared in other countries. And I think the reason being is that this has been going on now for so many weeks. We are in the fourth month.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An investigation by Consumer Reports has found that the average cable bill includes more than 13 line item charges that is used to pass along rate increases to customers while leaving the advertised rates unchanged. John Clemens reports.
The investigation by Consumer Reports found cable companies charge numerous costly fees that can add about $450 to the average customer's bill each year. Jonathan Schwantes is a senior policy counsel for Consumer Reports.
They found a way to break out one of their input costs. And the problem with that is they're still advertising a low rate, and the rate increases happen when Comcast or Charter raise these fees. And oftentimes those fees aren't included as part of your locked-in promotional rate. So really, they've created a way to disguise their cost increases.
Schwantes reports cable providers could be making an estimated $28 billion a year by charging company-imposed fees. I'm John Clemens.
A top negotiator in contract talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers says bargaining has hit a big snag. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus is raising doubts about whether there'll be a settlement soon in a contract dispute that's led to a 21-day strike by 49,000 union members. The letter says the union presented a proposal to the company, but General Motors responded by reverting to an offer that has already been rejected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.